conversation number 38-84, portions of a telephone conversation between the President and John W. Dean III. These portions were recorded on April 17, 1973, between 9:19 and 9:25 a.m. The following is segment one.
Hello. Hello.
Mr.
Yeah.
Dean.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John. You got your piece of paper yet?
Which one is that now? Oh, yes. I work with Len Garment, and Len, I think, has a product that he and I concur in.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. I got Len got something to me last night.
Yeah. He and I.
But that's what you would. That's the one you would approve. His approach, or do you have any variations?
I would.
Well, let me suggest.
This concludes segment one of conversation number 38-84. The following is segment two of conversation number 38-84, portion of a telephone conversation between the President and John W. Dean III. This portion was recorded on April 17, 1973, between 9:19 and 9:25 a.m.
I'll give you a ring, and I want to read the thing, and then there's one other possible approach, and get your judgment on them.
All right, I'm available.
Very helpful. I was out with Dr. Bill Rogers too, so we're trying to sort of get the. As you know, the approach can vary, or depends on how we handle it. That's the main thing. And I'll handle it in a way that differentiates between the whole situation. You know, as it must, depending upon what developments are. But I see the. But you would generally say, John, that you think the Garment approach is the best one.
I think that at this point is good. Yes.
See, the problem you've got as far as Garment thing and so forth, I had a long talk with Peterson, and he's very reluctant to have anything said at this point, you see, because they haven't...
Case.
Huh?
It hurts his case.
What?
It hurts his case.
Yeah, well, Magruder, apart from their talks with your people, it's Magruder that they...
understand.
They haven't got anything there, and he doesn't tell me not to say something. I said, now look here, I'm not going to get out here. What would you do? You just get out and do it. I just can't take the responsibility to have, I don't think Peterson would, but some guy down in the U.S. Attorney's Office said, well, the president blew the case in order to get publicity, you know?
Well, I don't know that
not blew the case, but impaired it, you know?
Right.
What would be your reaction to that?
Let me get some more information for you on that potential.
Would you do that?
Yes, I will.
That's the thing that I think is very important here because I could have said something Monday, and I talked to Peterson, and he said I'd prefer not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we were talking about resignations and all that sort of thing, and he said no. Remember I told you, and I said, all right, now look here, I just can't. I can't be in a position of that. He says, well, the decision is yours, Mr. President. I said, well, let me tell you, what's the effect on it? I said, what's the situation? So, I don't know. You don't have any. Well, look, think about it. We don't have to do a thing today. Because they don't think they're going to have John. They won't have Magruder today. They said they can't get him. And probably not till tomorrow. That'll be their first star witness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, their procedure there apparently is to have him go out and make a statement in open court. Confess in open court and make a statement, apparently. I didn't know they could do that with a guilty plea.
That's because Sirica's insisting upon it. They're not right.
That's what they said. Sirica was asking, Sirica would ask him the questions anyway, so they said, we'll just make him make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about that procedure. It's a little tough, isn't it? And
it's very
risky as far as jeopardizing. I mean, I would think that Mitchell et al. Have a pretty tough. Have a good constitutional question there, wouldn't they?
I think they would indeed if they're named in open court like that.
Give me a little feeling on that. Don't let them know I'm checking on that, but give me your do a little rundown. I'm
digging on that for you.
On that, and I'll call you about 2:30 or 3.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hope you got a good night's sleep. As well as you can these days. But let me say, I told the other boys, I said, God, you know, it's tough for everybody, John. You, all of you are good friends, and I said, and you fought a good fight, and you live to fight another one. That's the important thing.
Indeed.
Right?
No problem there.
Right. Okay.
This concludes segment 2 of conversation number 38-84. This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-84.